questioning the motion, or we...
We need to have a... I'll second the motion with some discussion.
For some reason, I'm not 100% comfortable of really understanding the direction of the change of, from what I've heard of the other members and those attending. And I can't say that I have an objection, I'm just not sure that I'm comfortable with exactly. You have a motion.
I've seconded the motion. I'm going to call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
MoDOT monthly update. Oh, I should have went back to the sheriff. Sorry.
Do you want to go back to the sheriff?
Yeah, can we go?
That's fine. Let me give you my handout so you'll be ready.
Are you going to be long?
That's just fine.
Are you going to be long?
I'm not going
to be long. Well, then launch his letter.
He's all right. All right, we'll move on. Go ahead and do the MoDOT update.
I just handed you two handouts. One of those is just our, this is a document we're producing annually now, the one that's folded. It just gives our current statistics on the condition of the highway department. Some of our statistics about how we rank and with the rest of the DOTs in the nation, where our funding comes in. I think most of this stuff you guys are pretty much aware of. We're the seventh largest system in the U.S., but we rank 48th annually in revenue per mile. That's not changing, and in fact, we may be moving down the line there. Really, the only thing that's mainly changed is probably the item in the left-hand corner here that says total revenue. You'll see down in the buckets on the bottom, there is a debt payment bucket, and that fluctuates depending on where we're at in the Amendment 3 cycle. Amendment 3 was passed several years ago, which directed some revenues from the... That's probably my phone in my purse. Which directed some of the revenues from the sale of vehicles, was going to general revenue, it was directed to us, but as part of that Amendment 3, it required us to use it basically for bonds. We had to use the money up front. So that debt payment will fluctuate depending on what year we're at in that cycle. But that's pretty much just the updated version of what we've been handing out every year. The other card I gave you, we are getting ready to do the final phase of the 65 concrete pavement rebuild, and we've done two phases of this so far that have gone really well. I think this one may be the most impactful because it's going to be basically between Sunshine Street and James River Freeway, so that's a pretty heavily traveled area. But we've been trying to just reach out to all the surrounding communities to let them know that this is coming up this summer. You know, we don't have a contractor on board yet and haven't had meetings yet, so we don't have exact dates, but that's why we've got the URL card here, so that you can get onto our, become a member of our website and get updates and that type of thing. So I just wanted to give you that. We are currently in the process of looking at a few safety improvements to Highway 65 when we come through with our next overlay, between Route EE, just south of Ozark, down to the high road, 465. We've got that overlay scheduled, I think it's for 2021, and we were able to take a few savings from some other projects and funnel them towards that project to try to do some safety improvements. It's a fairly minor budget, so the type of safety improvements we're looking at will probably be maybe extending turn lanes, or we might be looking at adding some chevrons to a couple of minor curves that still seem to give people trouble when they're driving the roadway. But we're looking at crash data. We're basing it on the crash data, what we know is out there, what we know we have problems with. We've even looked at the possibility of climbing lanes. I really don't think our budget will allow for those, but we're documenting all of the safety needs, and that way if we do have any future funding come in, we'll have a good list and kind of a budget for those numbers in the future. But that's coming up in 2021, and like I said, it'll be minor improvements, and we're just starting to look at that. The other big thing coming up is we're going to start looking at the Long Creek Bridge. We've been kind of letting the community know for the last few months that we're going to start looking at that. We will have a public meeting at the OTC campus in Hollister in their big meeting room there. It'll be February 26th. Backup date for weather will be February 28th, and it'll be from 5 to 7. That'll be an open house-type meeting, come-and-go type of thing, no formal presentation. We've actually got a consultant on board right now looking at the bridge, looking at the possibilities of if we replace the bridge or repair the bridge, or if we completely realign the bridge, build a new bridge next to the old bridge, similar to what we did here at the Bull Shoals. So all those possibilities will be available for discussion at the public meeting. We're really looking for some good input from people to really know what they want out of the bridge, what impacts will they'll feel if we need to close the bridge, you know, that type of thing. We really want to get a lot of input so we do the right thing. It's going to be a very expensive project. That's one of the longest bridges we have in the entire state. We actually did get some money from a state pool of funds because it is such a large bridge, and they know that it will impact each district's. If you have a large bridge, it'll really impact your district funds. So they actually have a statewide pool that we can solicit, and we received $25 million from that pool. But the total project cost is closer to probably $34 million. So the rest of those funds will be coming out of our district budget. That project right now is slated for 2022. But I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of the public meeting on the 26th. So.
Where will that be at?
It's at OTC. It's okay. In one of their big meeting rooms. I'm not sure which level, but we'll have signs out. So.
Okay.
And I believe probably next week there'll be an actual advertisement come out to let everybody know.
So. How can we make sure that people at like Clearwater Acres gets that? Is that something that we can do? Is that something we can...
We would appreciate the help. Yeah, we've actually been talking about who do we need to reach out to, that type of thing. If you've got ideas that you can share with us, that'd be great too. But yeah, all the help we can get. Like I said, we will have a formal advertisement probably come out next week, and we'll also do our emails and that type of thing. So if you have somebody you can share those with, or if you even have somebody that you want to, you know, give me some contact information for, that's great, because we're going to try to get as much outreach as we can. I'm sure it's going to be similar to all of our other meetings in the past where you've got the opportunity to go online. If you can't be at the meeting, you can, you know, log in and give us some feedback on a form that we'll have online too. So. We probably will. They usually do. We try to make sure we put something out in the community.
Ben, I didn't catch what time you said the meeting would start.
5 to 7. It's open house style. So.
Thank you. Just out of curiosity, can I ask how long is the
It's a little over 1,200 feet. I don't have that memorized, but I know it's 12 something. So it's significant. Anything over 1,000 feet is considered a major bridge.
What was this one here, Gina?
It's also a major bridge, but it's just over 1,000. This one's a little bit longer. So yeah, the one down here at Bull Shoals just barely met the criteria. And it's mainly because of that, you know, kind of that low, flat area we have to bridge over it at Bull Shoals. So the one at Long Creek is more, you know, the entire length of it is pretty much
is
over the lake.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the, is there a difference in the depth of how deep you have to?
Oh, yeah, significantly. I believe the Kimmerling City Bridge is one of the deepest bridges we've got in the entire state, and Long Creek comes in right behind it. It is very deep. The support structures go down quite a ways.
What's one of the deepest you said?
Kimmerling City is actually the deepest. So the Table Rock Lake bridges are all deep.
Right.
They're very deep bridges. That makes them very expensive and very time-consuming to fully replace.
I know there was some, whenever we first came out and talked about it a few months ago, and then some stories and stuff were done, there were some comments made about, well, this one only costs, the Bull Shoals cost X amounts,
yeah.
Why is this one
it
so
was,
much more expensive?
I think the construction budget for the Bull Shoals was right around $8 million, and I think the entire budget was probably close to 11 or 12.
Right.
Yeah, this is going to be...
The difference is because of the depth, the length, it's more...
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more challenging to get built. Because of the depth of the water, and of course we had issues out here, obviously too. But we know the depth of the lake there is going to be significantly deeper. So, and we'll have those displays too. So I'm sure people will have questions about that. We're looking at the actual support spacing, the pier spacing that we've got out there now. You know, if we do a brand new bridge, you know, can we shrink that down? Do we need to leave it big? What do we do there? We talked about some examples from Lake of the Ozarks, which is a very heavily,